Hello and happy Friday. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Kylie Oaks Gatewood with my cousin Jared.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Mimi's not here. And she had a substitute this week. If you missed any broadcasts, remember you can go to billybrim.org and listen to those. We have been tackling the subject of soul control, the battlefield of the mind, and I've really enjoyed this week being with you. I think we've hit some good spots on how to renew your strength, how to shut down the thoughts, ideas, and suggestions of the devil, and how to keep yourself in perfect peace. Actually, we don't keep ourselves there. He keeps us in perfect peace. Right. And that shalom, shalom, that nothing missing, that nothing broken. Yesterday, we finished up with John chapter 14. In verse 1, Jesus is speaking. In the King James, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." Well, in the Amplified, it says, "Do not allow," or in the Greek, it says, "Do not stir up your hearts, your thoughts and your feelings to be troubled, distressed, agitated. You," this is the cure for it, "believe in me, adhere to me, trust in me, and rely on God." Adhere to God, trust in God. So that is the cure for it. I was listening to Rick Renner on this particular scripture, and he said that the Greek actually kind of reads like this. It says, "Do not muddy your own thoughts, hearts, and feelings with the trouble." Don't let it happen. And so we have to identify that sometimes it's the devil, yes, with thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, those fiery darts like we talked about in Ephesians chapter 6. Right. But sometimes it's just us allowing ourselves to just get worked up.
Sure.
And just working ourselves up into a tizzy.
Right.
And how do you not crack when you feel like cracking? How do you not give up when you feel like giving up? Maybe you're a mother out there and your child has just, I mean, you know, you've done all, timeout's not working anymore. And you feel yourself starting to get stirred up to where you could potentially lose your temper. Or, I know that this is about lunchtime where you are, and you may be in your car on your way to your favorite restaurant. And some of you maybe in the Tulsa, Oklahoma City area might have to be dealing with a little bit of traffic right now. Now,
not just any traffic, Oklahoma.
I know, Oklahoma traffic. And I know there's other listening areas, and you probably have a little traffic as well. But there are just some areas of the country people can't drive very well, Jared. And looking at this verse, don't stir up your heart to be troubled. What does that mean? That means that road rage cannot happen. Right. You cannot allow yourself to have road rage right now. I don't know. Maybe that's prophetic for somebody out there today.
Someone's probably like right now. Someone cut them off, didn't put their blinker on.
If that's you, email the ministry. And no, I'm just kidding. But we all have this opportunity. Why? Because we live in this world, but we're not of this world. And the Lord has given us strength. We talked about gaining strength from the Lord by rehearsing the good things of God, by saying out loud what you are commanding your mind to do with the word of God, pleading the blood over your mind, telling yourself you only think thoughts of life. If you're dealing with an anger problem, don't ever say it's my anger problem. No, it's not yours. I would say this, plead the blood of Jesus over my mind out loud. Every time you feel yourself getting worked up, plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. Anger has no power over me.
Right.
Absolutely no power over me. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make sure that we're getting this clear. It's not your strength that's going to make this happen. Jesus did this for you. And he has given you the tools to keep yourself, to guard yourself in that place, in that Garden of Eden that he's given you.
And within strength, what you're saying too, it's not your feeling at that time.
Oh, no, no. Because you're never going to feel like it.
But eventually feelings will come.
Exactly.
But it's not.
Not when you start the process.
But it's not based off of any feelings. That's the one time I'm thankful. It's faith.
Exactly.
Thank you, God.
And the Ephesians prayers. Think about the Ephesians prayers in chapter 3, which says, "I pray that you may be strengthened with might in your inner man." pray that over yourself. If you don't pray the Ephesians prayers, I really, really encourage you to. Ephesians in chapter 1, and then Mimi goes into chapter 2 a little bit, talking about where you're seated, high above all principalities, and been raised together with Christ. And then especially chapter 3, verse, I think it starts around 15, where it talks about being strengthened. And you know what will strengthen you? Joy. Nehemiah
that's good.
Chapter 8, verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength."
Mm-hmm.
Now,
the Father's joy.
Yeah, it belongs to him. It's possessive of the Father.
Yeah, 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 that's good.
But he would love to bestow it upon you.
Yeah, sure.
And he would love for you to operate in it. And sometimes, I don't know if you've heard Brother Hagin do this, but sometimes you just have to fake it for a little bit. Ha ha ha. I mean, that situation really could take me off. But I say, ha, ha, ha. I don't know if you've heard Pastor Mark Hankins.
You sound just like him. Like, wow, you sound just like him.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. What is he doing? You got to rev up your engine.
Yeah.
You got to rev up your Holy Ghost engine. In the counseling world, they use the word replace. So if there's a thought or a thought pattern that starts to stir you up, they say, replace that thought with something else. There has to be a replacement. Well, think about it. God made us. He knows exactly. Forget about the counseling term. He's saying count it all joy. In James chapter 1, verse 2, when all this stuff happens, when you fall into temptation, what? Temptation to stir up and muddy the water.
Yeah, sure.
Temptation to think thoughts of death. Temptations to want to choke your husband. Temptations to all these other things. When you find that temptation, that's when you need to go, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Why? Because that joy will give you the strength to overcome that weakness.
Yeah, right.
And today, tomorrow, the rest of your life, when you feel that coming on you, that stress, that worry, that anxiety, before you become a stressful person, before you become a worrisome person, and we know people that we can define worry warts, Mimi calls them.
Yeah.
Mimi says she was a champion worry wart.
Yeah.
She used to, let me tell you a little secret. She's not here right now. She would say this, but she used to be afraid of storms. Storms, outside weather patterns. Well, she grew up, you know, Oklahoma.
High, like a medium wind would probably get
it. Oh, man. She would watch the news like nobody's business. Listen to the radio.
This is when all our parents were little.
Uh-huh. All our parents were just little guys.
Yeah.
Crying. And Mimi, as soon as she would start to worry about a storm, then the unrest in the house, your mom, my mom, Uncle Terry, Uncle Chip, don't forget about him. They would all start crying.
Hmm.
They would all start, it would start affecting their emotions. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Mimi would allow that fear to come into the home, and when that fear came into the home, it affected everybody. You've heard the saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Well, do you know where the Lord told her, if you keep this up, your kids are going to be just like you?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm. So this is a question we have to ask ourselves right now. What are we dealing with? What are we allowing right now in our soul that could potentially
pass on
to our children?
Yeah. And if you're that person that something's been passed on,
you can stop it.
Yeah.
Today's the day. You can stop it. And I encourage you, obviously, to get in the Word of God. But this book that is our offer this week, called Mastering the Silence, Strategies for Winning the Battlefield of the Mind by Doug Jones. He was one of my teachers at Rhema. And this book, I'm telling you, it changed my life. Next to the Bible, this book changed my life. And we're doing something special this week. Mimi allowed us to. Instead of $9, we're selling it for $5. And you can get it by going to billybrim.org or calling 1-800-972-3447. But I want to focus in a little bit more on that joy, because that's what will keep you in the hard place. Some people are so depressed right now, dealing with so much depression. They don't know when the last time they smiled. But you know, most depressed people that I have known personally, what do? They meditate on all the bad things that have happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And although that list of bad things that have happened to them, Now, I'm not saying
it might have happened.
I'm not saying they didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I had bad stuff happen to me too, but that didn't give me a right to hold on to it like my little pet and say, this is mine, and I'm going to allow it to have the power to keep my happiness from me. Because I did not want it to affect, number one, it was killing me.
It
was giving me death. It literally gave me death. And because if you haven't listened to any other days, I had 3 failed suicide attempts. And so I realized that failed at being a failure. So this was the ultimate failure. And I had to do something different. And yeah. I wanted my joy back, Jared. I like to make people laugh. I like to laugh myself. Everybody needs a good belly laugh every once in a while, but I hadn't had that in so long. And so most depressed people, they keep thinking about and meditating on this thing, whatever it is, or this series of things, or they make a list in their mind. The devil helps them with it. One bullet point after another of all the reasons why their life should be over, all the reasons why they're not anointed, all the reasons why the root of bitterness or this person isn't recognizing them or
right.
doing that or doing this and do that. And let me tell you, folks, temptation is tailor-made.
Yeah.
The devil knows exactly
what's gonna
yeah, get you.
Yeah.
But God already knew what was going to get him. And that was the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And speaking that blood. And joy yeah. in the power of the blood.
Right.
That just came to me right now. Having joy, we mm-hmm. can laugh because there is power in the blood of Jesus. Well, we don't have the strength. The joy of the Lord will give us strength.
Yeah, right.
And how does the joy of the Lord give us strength? That we have and we know the power of the blood of Jesus. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, where would you be today? I know where I'd be. I'd be 6 foot under with a tombstone over my head. I know if it was not for the blood of Jesus, every time I tried to cut my wrist, every time I OD'd on something, every time that the devil had me so wrapped up in an anger that I had hit my head. I hit my head with a hammer once, as crazy as that sounds. Why? Because it's crazy. The devil will make you do crazy things. And if this week we have done anything, but just to let you know you're not alone, Jesus has given you the tools. You've been redeemed from poverty,
yeah.
from sickness, from death. You have been bought with a price. The blood of Jesus is more than enough. Let me quote this quote from Andrew Murray once again. For enjoying these blessings, nothing is necessary except faith in the blood. The blood alone has done everything. And if you don't feel in your own strength you're strong enough to say anything, start with, the blood has enough. The blood is enough. The blood is enough for me and the blood is enough for you. We want to remind you, Mastering the Silence is our book offer of the week for $5. You can go to the website, billybrim.org. But I want to pray for you really quick. In the name of Jesus, I command freedom to come to your life. Everything you put your hand to prospers. Peace, nothing missing, nothing broken to you right now in Jesus' name. Email the ministry. Let us know your testimonies. For Jared and I, this is the Voice of One Witness. God bless you all.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.